You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's a beautiful morning. We got a new act. It's phenomenal. It's sensational. It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
What a ass.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
7:06, cloudy. A little bit of sunshine trying to break through. 46 degrees, highs in the mid to upper 50s. For today, a little bit later on, in about a half hour, a rocker with a maxing preview, local music around the area, and also our special guest. We'll be talking to, hopefully, Julie Hines from Magic 98.
Well, you never know. Yeah. She and Catherine went out partying, so.
Oh, really?
They may not make it, and I would assume they won't be here.
I think so they're probably on the way right now listening to you and screaming at the radio. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by our friends at the Madison Hearing Aid Center. Our new sponsor, and John, you went there the other day. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, and they emphasize they are family-owned. You know, they've been around for 67 years, and they've built trust with all of their customers. They offer personal expert hearing care at reasonable prices. And they are fast and flexible with their appointments.
Yeah.
Other places you go, sometimes you have to wait for months. They can get customers in within a week or less. Insurance is accepted, no hassles, convenience over complexity. They are located in an accessible setting. They offer stress-free alternatives to big hospital visits. They're helping people change their lives. It's the Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can go to Madison Hearing Aid Center. com. They are on Cottage Grove Road, 4706 Cottage Grove in Madison.
All right. We've got a cut here from The Daily Show. It's up to date. As you know, yesterday, Mike Waltz was waltz out of his job.
Texas two-step. Well, he went out one door and into another.
Well, this is amazing. The Daily Show actually had this thing posted. I thought, what the heck? Let's play that right now. And this is how it unfolded.
Okay. Here we go.
Not everyone is having fun during this celebration week.
We begin with breaking news. Sources are confirming to Fox News that National Security Advisor Mike Waltz is out.
Waltz has been in a precarious position with the president after he accidentally added a reporter to a group chat about upcoming military strikes.
Yeah. Damn, what a shame for Mike Waltz. And to Donald Trump's credit, he realizes he can't have a guy this incompetent working for his administration. He's got to go.
Yeah.
This is CNN breaking news.
President Trump just announcing moments ago that he will be nominating his current national security advisor, Michael Waltz, to be the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Like I was saying, he's got to go to the United Nations to represent the entire country on a global stage. Mm-hmm. Congrats, Mike. You've earned it, I guess. Well, look. I don't know. This seems like pure chaos to me, but I'm sure this administration has been carefully planning the whole reorganization for days, as the State Department spokesperson will make clear here.
The president has just written on Truth Social that Mike Waltz is going to become the new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Well, there you go.
Fabulous.
And in addition to that, he says that in the interim, Secretary of State Marco Rubio will serve as National Security Advisor while continuing his strong leadership at the State Department. Do you know how long he's going to be serving in both roles?
It is clear that I just heard this from you.
You know what? Why don't you come up here and I'll ask you some questions, okay? If it sounds crazy that Marco Rubio has two separate jobs, that's actually only half of his jobs.
Marco Rubio is very busy. Yeah. Right now, our own David Gura reminding us that he's right now Secretary of State, Interim National Security Advisor, Acting Administrator of USAID, and also Acting Archivist for the United States. That's a lot of work. Those are a lot of jobs.
Yeah, and I don't know how you balance working four jobs all at the same time, but I'm going to guess it probably involves doing a job.
Oh, man. I would imagine so, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good. Pretty good. Up to date and and on the cutting edge, as the Daily Show actually is.
But, that's right. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. Mm-hmm. You can call us or text us. Dick is on the line this morning with something to offer. Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
Morning. So Otis Hegstead has survived again.
Otis.
But at least Otis was a nice drunk, you know? Mm. But what amazes me, again, I started thinking about how hypocritical these Republicans are. You remember when Lloyd Austin took a few days off for cancer treatment?
Yes.
And they went nuts. Yep. They went totally nuts. Now, I was enlightened on how we'll know when Hegstead is leaving. The Budweiser Brewery in St. Louis, from time to time, there's a big white plume that comes out. And then when that happens, he'll be taking his job there.
Yes, just like the Pope thing in the Vatican.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's good, Dick.
I appreciate it, Dick. Thanks a lot.
That's great. Thanks for that call.
And we had a text here. This is Steve Clements, Sun Prairie. He writes, I've been listening to various media trying to match the president with an appropriate villain. Mm-hmm. I've seen that as well. I've heard that Scrooge and...
what was the other
one? It's supposed to be the Grinch, not
Grinch. Grinch, that's right. Yeah. Grinch. But I haven't heard Burgermeister, Meister Burger.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes, it is. That's a good one.
Thank you, Steve, for that text.
That was good.
You can text us on the Civic Media app anytime. Download it. It's free. Text us or call us.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I've got an interesting point of view. This is from New York University professor Scott Galloway. Yeah. On the absolute corruption of the Trump administration. This is just an unbelievable... He really tells it like it is, so let's play this cut.
Ever seen anything like this offer of a private dinner with the President of the United States for investors, the top investors in a meme coin? Essentially, if you buy enough meme coins, you get access. I mean, is this not pay to play?
What's interesting here is not the 220 people that are going to show up at this, but the people who don't, because I think the potential here for grift is just unprecedented. We've never seen anything like this. And this meme coin has a market cap of now $2.5 billion. He owns 80% of it. So in the 3 months since the inauguration, the president has increased his wealth approximately $175 million a week, I believe, or $700 million a month. We've never seen anything like this, Anderson. And let's look at the timing.
Yeah.
Essentially, he announced his meme coin, which I would argue is the biggest grift that the president, the Oval Office, has ever attempted. He announced it late Friday night before the Monday of his inauguration when there was a ton of other news such that it would be buried. But what's extraordinary about this is that when you think about the possibilities here, Putin is losing or is spending $500 million to $1 billion a day on the war in Ukraine. Wouldn't he be stupid not to communicate to the president, hey, I'll give you a month worth of expenditures, say $15 billion. Mm-hmm. And if I put that all into the meme coin, I'm likely to take the value to $30, $50, or $60 billion. And I'm going to make you the wealthiest man in the world. And by the way, in unrelated news, could you please pull your support for Ukraine? Just the potential for that type of grift is extraordinary. And I think what this signifies is a lot of people have argued correctly with some veracity that America's been for sale for a long time. There's a lot of corruption in Washington, but we've never had the world for sale before. Is the potential here for corruption on a geopolitical global scale has we've never seen anything like this.
Yeah,
that's it. It's
breathtaking.
It's on the White House website.
Yeah.
You can buy crypto coins or meme coins, whatever they are. You know, we could buy it. You know, we could.
Yeah.
Oh, let's, John could, and Gordy,
we could influence Trump.
Let's, right? Pass the hat could around the office, see how much we could get together and buy ourselves a coin or two.
Oh, okay, I'm dreaming.
Would that be good?
I must be.
Maybe we should. I don't know. It might be a good insurance policy to keep us
on
the air.
But it's a huge grift, and it's right there, and the MAGAs don't care. This is just fine with them, right?
All right. It really is the biggest scandal out there, and it's really just coming to people's attention.
It's because of the fire hose of BS that's coming out of the White House. Everything is out there. We've got Elon, being shuffled out so he could bring Tesla back. That ain't going to bring Tesla back. As long as his name is associated with Tesla, ain't going to work.
Right?
I've got big news for them, all right?
Oh.
So that's something you really got to think about, all right?
That's it. Yeah. 16 past the hour. Yeah. Oh, wait, look who just walked in here.
Oh, my God. What the heck?
It's Julie Hines and Catherine Lake. Hang on. Hi, Julie.
Wow, come on over here.
Grab a microphone.
Oh, my gosh, if everybody could just see us, they came in naked.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
What are you talking about? Julie Hines from Magic 98. Where are the headphones?
Right.
Magic
98. Catherine says, Julie, headphones. I know Catherine.
She's been in radio before.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Familiar radio voice.
We've got a couple of minutes here to introduce Julie Hines of Magic 98 fame in the late 80s and 90s. How long were you at Magic 98? Can you add it up all together?
I think around 20 years.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hi, guys.
You're just in town for a couple of days. We appreciate you taking some time.
Born and raised in Madison. She's been here all her life.
Right? Yes, I think I was created here, too. I think my parents had a nice night.
Yeah.
And that started. Went to Randall and... Yeah.
Well, we used to work together at WILV, which eventually became WOLX.
Okay.
But up at the top of the Pyar Square building, which is now no longer there. But that was many years ago. That was in the mid-80s, I think, 85, 86.
I think we went out for beers at Babes when it was on Whitney Way and Odana Road.
Yeah. Babes. I was just trying to think of the other shops, the other places. Like, remember Bogies?
Yes.
Bogies.
Oh, yes. Sure. Bogies, sure.
That was big, Right?
It was big.
It was really big.
Yeah. Yes. So you were on Magic 98 and you were the top personality in town.
Really?
At that time. Yes. You don't remember this?
Someone else has to say it because she won't say it, but yeah, she's the magic.
She was the magic.
Yeah, you were the voice of Magic 98. For a while, of course, it was Bill Vansel. He was doing voice tracks for the Automation, which was Magic 98 at the time. So it was all on reels.
It wasn't live,
and then they went live.
Yeah. So what do you do nowadays?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I am a professor.
Dr. Julie Hines.
Yeah.
Doctor.
Thank you very much. I did get my PhD. Yeah, I got my master's and my PhD here in I was going
I can't believe that you got out of radio just to have a master's degree.
In communications, and what else?
It's called being in a bad marriage.
No kidding.
You'll need something to do.
I'm going to go to classes. I'm going to classes. That's what's happening.
There's a positive side to all of that, I guess.
Where do you live?
Our producer is becoming a teacher.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Producer Sam.
Are you going for your master's?
Eventually, yeah.
Oh, okay.
History.
Just going to become a high school teacher for now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not just.
Yeah, I know.
When I have to deal with my freshmen, I'm like, how do high school people do that? Wow, good for you. Bravo.
Yeah, thanks.
Good. And where do you make your home now, Julie?
Oh, I'm in Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, that's a beautiful
place. Loving it.
Okay.
Totally didn't pack right for coming here.
No?
It's like, I totally forgot.
Yes, it is a little cooler.
Okay.
A little.
Well, we're going to get more information here from Julie Hines, formerly of Magic 98. When we come back, we'll check the weather with Brittany Merlot. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Julie, it's so good to see you.
Yay!
We'll play the Pina Colada song for
you. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together. WMPX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning. And we've had a very special guest in the studio, too. Of course, you know, Catherine's here as well, but, you know, she's
here all the
time. Yeah, she's all the time.
Oh, God. Whatever, she's here all the time. Yeah, it's not special. What about if I come here every day? You'll feel the same way.
Well, probably. You'll have to text us nasty little comments throughout our show just so, you know,
just
we stay
like
alert.
Oh, I can.
We were playing the Pina Colada song to make you feel at home, like you were at Magic 98 again.
Wow.
We played that song
that famous,
to death.
Famous pipes.
Do you know, actually, I worked at a station in New York for a little bit.
Yeah.
Just when I was living there, and I occasionally would do this. I'd go Magic 98, and I went, dang.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
God, I loved working at that place.
Yeah.
Loved it. Yeah.
Well, we'll find out more in a moment.
I used
here.
To do that as well.
Yeah.
You know, when we were out at MAD,
yeah.
I used to say WIP.
Yeah. I've
done
that
for so many years. Every once in a while, it would just pop out.
Yeah.
Hey, we need to get a quick weather check here with our friend Brittany Merlot, our chief meteorologist. Good morning, Brittany. How are you today?
Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah. Good. I was going to say, what happens if I accidentally say it's going to be sunny all weekend and then it rains? Can I get away with it too?
Yes.
Yes, you can get
we'll
away
give you
with
a break
it.
This time.
We'll give you that. So,
okay, because it may happen.
Oh, damn.
I swear I need my little pass, okay?
All right. Well, we got a beautiful day going so far.
Yeah, it's a little cloudy, but it's going to be a little on the cool side today, I guess, right?
Yeah,
you tell us.
Unfortunately. Right now, yeah, we're only going to hit highs in the mid-50s today, mostly cloudy skies for most of the day, and we have some scattered showers pushing back in the afternoon and maybe again in the evening. Nothing major, nothing like yesterday. And of course, as we go through tomorrow, lots of sunshine, highs still in the mid-50s. We hold on to the mid-50s for Sunday, too, and it's supposed to be sunny. But this is where we have chances for maybe some sprinkles moving back in Sunday night and into Monday. Or it could be completely sunny. We've got this low pressure that wants to stall and build and move backwards. Mm-hmm. And if it does so, that's going to bring those rain chances back. If it doesn't, all dry and sunshine and good weather this weekend.
Well, we know that the bad weather always avoids Madison somehow. We don't know why, but it just does.
Yeah.
You know, Brittany, I don't know you. My name's Julie Hines.
Yes,
how are
I'm
you?
I'm sorry. I should have introduced you.
No, you didn't need to, but my gosh, you have a lovely cadence and voice.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, she's a professor of communications.
Oh, my God.
Yes. After being many years here in Madison on the radio, and she was in Chicago.
That adds weight to what she just said to you.
Yes.
I'm from Chicago, so that's cool.
Oh, really? Wow. We're in Chicago.
Suburb, Naperville area.
Okie dokie. Yeah. It counts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does Naperville count?
Yeah,
It does count.
I grew up in Wheaton, Warrenville area. Wheaton. So, Wheaton. Well, Brittany, thank you so much. We'll talk to you on Monday. You have a great weekend.
Yeah.
And we appreciate it. That's our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Julie, we were talking you know, off the air here, and you noticed the fantastic WMDX weather window. You could look out on
fantastic.
State. Isn't this the best view, the best position, best place for a radio station?
Right across from the
right
overture.
Here.
Yeah.
Because normally when you're in a radio station, you're in like this box.
Yeah,
right.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I used to put pictures up of people.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, oh gosh, just to feel like...
Somebody's there.
This is fantastic. We're right on State Street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just, you can people watch majorly. I just saw a couple kissing over there.
Oh, you did? Of,
really?
Okay, maybe my eyes just go to different things.
Well,
it was really sweet. They were hugging.
I know. Those were two leaf blower guys. They've really gotten to know each other.
Well, yeah, we see them every morning attempting to blow leaves that aren't there. We feel for them because they're all the leaves have gone.
They're
out
around.
Every morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Slowly they've gotten closer with their leaf blowers. They don't even care that they don't have ear things on. They're just like, hey.
Yeah.
That was it.
I love it. So let's talk about your time with Magic. Now, what are your memories of some of the fun stuff that you used to get into with Magic 98?
Like with listeners.
Always the listeners. Just unbelievable. Funny. Yeah. Just calling up and just... I love putting listeners on the air. Hello.
Rocker just walked in.
Sorry, yeah. I forgot I'm in radio. Just funny. And you got, you know, just it, the station allowed at least for me, to be able to feel this kind of wonderful sisterhood, brotherhood with people that just had regular stuff going on. There was a guy that was a PI. I don't know why I'm whispering.
Yeah. But
because he's a PI.
Yeah.
And he couldn't, he said, I can't be on the air. And I don't even know if he was, but I fell for it for like 10 years. And he's like, yeah, today. And I don't know. I don't feel like I've ever told anyone this.
Wait, he's a listener calling in?
Yeah, he's a listener. And I go, what are you staking right now? And he goes, oh, this couple. They just da, da, da. I go, okay, well, tell me if you get any good photo. And
oh.
Like, now I look back at it and I go,
that's great.
That was probably wrong.
Yes.
You know?
Stalker or something. Yeah.
No, he was really.
Jesse shouldn't have been telling you all of this stuff.
Like,
this is confidential information.
He's maybe not a really good PI.
No.
And I just fell for it.
Oh. Yeah. That's funny stuff.
I don't know why I said that, but wonderful. Remember a lot of women.
Yeah.
Just going through stuff.
Yeah, that's great.
Just
that's
talking.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
You related to that audience. That's, that's fantastic.
And funny.
Who else was on the air around the time that you were there at Magic?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was going to say the time that Shirley Jones stopped by.
Oh.
From the Partridge Family.
From the Partridge.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That was so exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
We had a time like that with Eddie Haskell. He
showed
up.
No way.
Yeah, we had him on the air.
Yeah.
I would have
wonderful
loved
time.
Leave it to Beaver.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She and I talked about Frank Sinatra.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because when he was shooting a movie. Well, I'm digressing.
Sure.
But he, blah, blah, blah. He.
You're okay. You got about 30 seconds.
No,
so
I feel that radio thing where you're looking at me and going, okay, we got to kind of maybe break. I don't really quite want to hear what you're saying.
I know,
but
it's
I don't
bad.
Really
now
rude.
It's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's sort of like when you're on a really bad date and the person's like going, we really don't need dessert.
Julie, hang on with us. We're going to get Rocker in here too in the mix here on John and Gordy in the morning. Coming right back.
With this really bad date. WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning, and we've got a whole bunch of special guests in the studio this morning. We'll have to explain that as well, because Rocker's here, and TV is interested in Rocker this morning.
Yeah, we're gonna have a TV camera in here.
Yeah.
We'll tell you why. And also Julie Hines from Magic 98 from a few years back.
Professor Julie Hines.
Coming through town here, and she stopped in to say hello. Good morning, Julie. Good morning, Rocker.
Yes. What's happening, guys?
Let's get to Max Inc. preview in just a moment. But first, let me mention this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing remains constant since 1958. They're still direct to consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Check them out online at verlo.com or go to either of their Madison locations, East Side or West Side. All right?
All right. That sounds perfect.
Okay.
Oh, we are camera. Right.
We're adjusting everybody's cameras.
Well, we ask everybody
YouTube.
When they're driving into work to
tune
us on their phones and then Bluetooth the audio into their car stereo system so they can watch us. And listen to us while they're driving into work.
Okay. Let's get to Rocker, first of all, in this half hour. Good morning, Rocker. It's time the Max Inc. preview. It's a crazy morning around here. We appreciate you coming.
Wow. We're thriving on chaos.
Yeah, well, explain why Channel 15 is coming in here.
Channel 3.
Oh, Channel 3.
You're
okay,
close.
Channel 3.
They're going to come in here and do a story on the Rocker Jamboree, which is, of course, the benefit that Jimmy Kay has put together for Max Inc. Radio for me for my recent heart attack. Everybody remembers I died on stage with my band playing after Christmas.
Yep.
And those medical bills are pretty interesting. So Jimmy Kay put that together for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be amazing this Sunday. But we're going to talk about that in a moment.
I have
some songs and some clips from the bands. But I thought I'd tell you, Max Inc. Radio will remind you, 6 to 10 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, actually 6 p.m. to midnight, my mistake there. And this Sunday, we have a whole show lined up, but I thought I'd actually tell you guys, we're up for a ton of awards because it is award season, right?
I wanted you to mention that. This is big.
This is really something.
It is, yeah. You know, and some of them are statewide, right? So the Wisconsin Broadcaster Association, we're up for the best web story with Terry Barr. She did a story on a Puerto Rican performer, Sarah, a little while back. So that's a big one. And that's over in the Wisconsin Broadcaster Association. And then there's the Wisconsin area music industry, right? So last year we won best podcast throughout the whole state. And this year we're looking to repeat. And so we are up in the finals. The voting is over. So don't worry about that. But that is this Sunday. And I'm also up for on-air personality for statewide, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, they're actually, believe it or not, inducting me into the Wall of Honor for the Wisconsin area music industry.
That's big time.
The Wall of
this,
Honor.
Yeah, this Sunday. I'm humbled. I'm honored. Yeah. It's a really huge award.
You've done so much for the local music. It's just unbelievable. And it just, congratulations from the John and Gordy Show.
And we're not done yet.
Oh. There's more?
What?
No, wait, there's more. There's more?
Well, there's more awards as well, but we're not done helping out local music.
All right.
Madison Area Music Awards, they just came out. And now this, people can help us out because voting just started. You can vote at themamas.org. Mm-hmm. There's a $5 donation, but you go there, it helps put instruments in kids' hands. Max Inc. Radio, we are up for best radio show. We are up for best radio station. And we're for overall media. And then Rocker and Terry, both of us, are up for on-air personality. And that is the Madison Area Music Awards. And, oh, by the way, Rocker's up for Drummer of the Year. So go vote!
No, what?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yep. So it's award season. There's a ton of awards. So you can go to themamas.org and you can vote if you like.
Well, I don't think the station even needs us anymore, Gordy. Let's just put Rocker on.
Really?
He's up for all the awards.
You know, it's the one time a year we get to you know, jump around and put our hands in the air.
We jumped on your bandwagon. That's it.
That's awesome. But now we do have a great show this week. Madison Drum Makers, Declan Dwyer, he's in. Kathy Couture, she will be in the studio performing with Beth Killey and Jenna Jonas, by the way. Shawnee Marks, there's a special show happening at the Al Ringling Theater in Baraboo, and our Terry Barr interviewed Shawnee Marks. We'll hear all about that. And Live in the Lair with Lousy Nuncio. That's Jage Nichols. That's going to be a great show. And After Hours with Rob Roberts, 10 p.m. to midnight.
Wait a minute, that first person's name was Lousy? That's
Lousy Nuncio.
their birth name? Really?
They're a duo.
Oh, okay.
They're a duo, two guys. Jeech Nichols is one of the guys. He's really good.
Well, let's hear some
singer.
Music.
All right. Well, let's get to the Spine Stealers. You know, I was telling you guys about them last week that they were going to be in our studio live, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Emma O'Shea and Kate Ruland, and they learned to play guitar during the pandemic in their backyard around the campfire, right? Now they were a duo, and now they're a five-piece band. They brought it in last week to the studio. Guitar, ukulele, banjo, pedal steel. Remember I told you pedal steel was going to be in here?
I love the pedal steel.
So May 29th, they're at the Burr Oak over on Winnebago. You can go see them, the Spine Stealers. They're with Dallas Ugly and Jacob Slade. But right now, I'm going to give you a preview of what happened last week. This song is Michigan. It was recorded right here in this studio last Saturday night on Max Inc. Radio, Live in the Lair. This is the Spine Stealers with Michigan. Mm.
That's a perfect combination, you know, and her voice with the sound of her voice with a pedal steel guitar. I mean, you know, I mean, she could burp all the way through the song with a pedal steel. I'd still love the song.
I mean, really, belching? You want belching on top of the pedal steel. Well, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's pretty much
I mean, the amazing thing is that they just learned how to play guitar, and they were never in bands before.
Just amazing.
The pandemic caused them to hang around in the backyard and learn, and now here they are. They're going out on tour even.
Sounds great.
Hey, next Friday, May 9th, it's the Clyde Stubblefield Tribute with the Funky JBs. That's happening at the Memorial Union Terrace. It's a celebrating his doctorate and PhD from the UW School of Music. I thought I'd bring in a really unique song. This is actually James Brown. It's a remix of Give It Up or Turn It Loose from the 1986 In the Jungle Groove compilation album. It was originally issued to capitalize on the popularity of Brown's music in hip-hop circles at the time, but Clyde is on the drums. This is excellent. A great piece. Check it out Friday, May 9th, Memorial Union Terrace. This is Give It Up or Turn It Loose.
Finally, you know, actually having you tell us that's Clyde Stubblefield on the drums. Normally, you know, we hear it,
right?
But we're unaware that it's Clyde Stubblefield.
Yeah, he was on a lot of those old James Brown songs.
Yeah, and how many contemporary artists have sampled Clyde over the years?
He's the most sampled drummer in history.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. That's one of them right there.
That's great.
That album, that was kind of started, I mean, 86, right? Mm-hmm. That was early on in that movement. So that's a pretty cool song.
All right.
We got time?
Jimmy?
Here we go. So we are talking.
Jimmy had something to say. Jump in.
We're going to the Rocker Jamboree. We're going to do some songs on Rocker Jamboree. And Jimmy is in the studio to tell us a little bit about the Rocker Jamboree that he put together.
Well, okay. I just wanted to say that, referencing Clyde Stubblefield, we need to get him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's
and
right.
You could go vote. Yeah. I think there's a change.org to search for Clyde Stubblefield in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and you can get him in there.
All right. That's great. Great idea.
Okay.
Well, let's get to the Rocker Jamboree.
It's happening this Sunday night,
or actually during the day, 1 to 5 p.m. at the Burr Oak, Sunday, May 4th. And it is a benefit for myself, for some of my medical expenses, and Mama Cares. Mm-hmm. And so Jimmy K put together this incredible lineup of bands that haven't played in years. Electromag, Soma Atomic, Mindox, Last Crack, and Magic 7. And you guys, I've been bringing in Last Crack, Magic 7, all these bands.
Right.
So this is my last hurrah, right? We're going to hear a little bit of Magic 7. This is from their debut album in 1996. Featured members of Last Crack, Butto on vocals, Paul Schluter and Don Bakken on guitars, Todd Winger on bass, but had Jeff Grieshammer on drums. Recorded Sleepless Nights with John Mocknick. This song is called Drowning in a Dream.
That's Magic 7, right? And
yes.
And, who's the vocalist? Butto?
Butto. Same vocalist for Last Crack.
Just
as
a
well.
Great voice, though.
Yeah,
just
a great voice. That was an amazing band. Actually, truth out here, I met my wife at a Magic 7 concert.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It was magic.
Well, Last Crack is also playing. Do we have time for one more click, Sam? And playing at the Rocker Jamboree on May 4th, 1 to 5 p.m. at the Burr Oak. Burning Time was released in 1991. It was recorded with Dave Jordan, the producer, who did Alice in Chains, Jane's Addictions, Nothing Shocking, famous producer, right?
Big time.
Out in L.A. They were big. They were on Roadrunner Records, and they're right here from Madison, Wisconsin. They'll be playing at the Rocker Jamboree.
Excellent.
And Butto is the singer and all those same guys from that last band. But let's hear this. This is the seminal song from their Burning Time album. This is Downbeat Dirt Messiah.
Downbeat Dirt Messiah.
Really nice song. I love that.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's sad we didn't have these on the surveys, you know, and played locally by all the other radio stations. Really? But oh well.
Isn't this the
Magic 98 didn't have that one, did they, Julie?
No. But Johnny Danger, remember, he was on Z104 and he played it over and over and over. And I think they fired him for it.
That's right.
We'll be back with the Rocker and the Max Inc. preview right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, John and Grody in the morning. It's time for Rocker and our
Max Inc. preview. It is 7:52 and 48 degrees, highs in the mid to upper 50s today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. And here to tell us more is Julie Hines. You know, Julie, take it away.
You just gave this to me, but you know what?
Yeah.
I think this will be an easy one.
Okay.
Madison Hearing Aid Center. You know what the big thing about them? Family owned.
Yeah.
They've been here almost 70 years. What? Yeah. What are we talking? West High School was just like a little baby at that point. Passion over profit. Madison Hearing Aid Center is driven by passion for helping people. They just want to do kind of what you do. You two guys, just help people feel better, setting them apart from the competition, you know, those people, the chain services.
Yeah.
They're fast and flexible appointments, individualized care, not one size fits all. We all know it. Some of us are losing a little hearing in the left ear. Some of us aren't hearing that upper registers ever since we turned 30. It happens. Insurance accepted, no hassles, convenience over complexity. Located in an accessible setting. Do you know where they are, guys?
Cottage Grove.
No, they're so super duper close. 4706 Cottage Grove Road, Suite. I can't read your writing.
100.
Okay, there you go. Helping people, changing lives, their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. You know what? Yeah. It's improving quality of life through better hearing.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. She's good.
Hey.
Let's keep her.
Oh, boy.
Can you stick around and talk and get you on the air more?
I can hang around a little.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
I'm back to Rocker now.
How can I follow that?
Yeah,
I know.
Good luck.
Try.
I can't follow the hearing aids. It's going to talk about live music and concerts, right?
Why your music makes people get hearing aids.
Yeah. We help out. Did you hear that, hearing aid company?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Rocker. My goodness. Hey, tonight there's a show, Friday, May 2nd at 5 p.m. at the Gamma Ray Bar, just down the street from, it's the old Frequency location.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also used to be Barley Pop, by the way. And tonight, Friday, May 2nd, 5 p.m., Bing Bong and Vandalay. Bing Bong, they had their 2024 release, Hippopotamus, released last year, and now they are a finalist for a Mama Award for Album of the Year. So let's go ahead and listen to one of their songs. This is called Mean Old World from their Mama Finalist Award Album of the Year, Bing Bong.
There he stood, hands in
It's a media world. Going round and round now. Yeah, when we had a cable access show, yes. The Oberos did a version of this as well. So.
Oh, really?
And
oh,
they yeah. adapted it and the called Oberos. It Media World.
Yes.
Oh, that is fun.
Days. Oh, I loved the Oberos. Dave
yeah.
Hanson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. What a Hanson dude. Brothers. Yeah.
Yeah, such a great guy.
They were such excellent. A great soul.
And yeah. now, Pauly Ryan from the Oberos. Pauly, he is in the Ghost Particles.
Oh, I love Pauly.
Yeah. And yeah, Ghost Particles, other bands too.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
I miss it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So much going on.
Well, Rocker, before we say goodbye for this time around, we want to remind everybody, Sunday, the place to be is Rocker's Jamboree.
Yes, that's
and
right.
That's Sunday, this Sunday.
That's right.
From 1 to 5 at Burr Oak, a great charitable. I'm going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of people there.
It is going to be a blast. I think it's going to be sold out. It's getting close yep. now, so get your tickets. Go to the Burr Oak's website.
Yep. All right.
And Max Inc. Radio, we are local music Saturday okay. and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Tune
Wait,
in.
Max Inc.?
Max Inc. Radio.
Holy, you're kidding. No.
Yeah.
No.
Go ahead.
No.
We got some time
Wait.
Here.
Yes. Wait. Oh, my gosh. I'm freaking out right now.
Okay.
You know why it's named Max Inc.?
No. Tell me.
It's named after Max Ward.
Yes.
Who was.
Do you know?
She got it.
And one of my probably soul brothers that passed away from
yes.
AIDS.
Hmm.
In the early 90s.
Yes. We named Max Inc. Radio after Max Ward, which is my business partner, Black and Tan's brother. And he was a vocal teacher here in Madison. Taught
the voice box.
The voice box. Taught many, many legendary musicians that are in this town. And he passed away the day before Max Inc., the magazine, came out, first issue.
His brother started it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Wow.
Wait,
and me.
This is so weird.
I'm
okay,
Rocker.
We were supposed to
got a minute.
Me on Rocker.
We
yes.
were supposed to like hang out next to each other. This is so beautiful.
Yes. Isn't yeah. that crazy?
Oh,
I used to
amazing.
Deliver Max Inc. magazines to your mailbox when you were with what was it, JGO, when they were still over on
like
Park Street, right?
When you were with that second
guy.
No, yeah, no, no. I used to drop in the mailbox for Catherine Lake and Julie Hines wow. and all those people over at the station. You know,
remember when you treated him like dirt because yeah. he was just a delivery
yep.
boy?
Yep. Yeah, I remember that.
You know that.
All right. Well, wow. that's going to do it for the Max Inc. Preview, Rocker. Have a great time this weekend.
Thank you, man.
And we'll see you
it.
Sunday at the Burr Oak. Sunday afternoon. Julie Hines.
And Julie Hines yeah. in the studio. Wow.
So yeah. great to see you again.
Oh. Wonderful. Just
come back again sometime. Yeah. Next time, anytime you're in Madison,
well,
please join
thank
us.
You.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
Open door right here.
Yeah.
Coming up on Monday, we'll talk to Liz Johnson from Serenity Pet Spa. Stephanie Miller is coming up next.
That's
John,
right.
I hope you have a great weekend, man.
Really? Yeah. Well, I hope, Trump doesn't come out and arrest us and deport us to El Salvador.
Well, we
might
some
be broadcasting
his,
from there.
We're going to buy some of his crypto coins and make sure that he doesn't come after
there
us.
There you go. That's what we should do.
That's it for us. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday. So long.
Wow. Let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.